Welcome to today's Daily Manna, a Thursday, the 25th of May 2023. Today's topic is, Light Up the World. Our text today is taken from 1 Kings chapter 18 verses 1 through 16. And it came to pass after many days, that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, Go, show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab. And there was a sore famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. Verse 4. For it was so, when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord, that Obadiah took 100 prophets, and hid them by 50 in a cave, and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, Go into the land, unto all fountains of water, and unto all brooks. Peradventure we may find grass, to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beasts. So they divided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him. And he knew him, and fell on his face, and said, Art thou that my lord Elijah? Verse 8. And he answered him, I am. Go, tell thy lord, behold, Elijah is here. And he said, What have I sinned, that thou wouldest deliver thy servant into the hand of Ahab, to slay me? As the Lord thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom, whither my Lord hath not sent to seek thee. And when they said, He is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation, that they found thee not. And now thou sayest, Go, tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. Verse 12. And it shall come to pass, as soon as I am gone from thee, that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee, whither I know not, and so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I thy servant fear the Lord from my youth. Was it not told my Lord, what I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets by 50 in a cave, and fed them with bread and water? And now thou sayest, Go, tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. And Elijah said, As the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. Verse 16. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab, and told him. And Ahab went to meet Elijah. Key verse. 1 Kings chapter 18 verse 3. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. Behaviorists and sociologists agree to a large extent that the environment can greatly condition and impact the character of an individual and influence his personality. If the environment in which one lives and functions is largely negative and corrupt, the likelihood is that it will produce negative and corrupt influences on such individual. This accounts for the assertion of many people that it is impossible to have saints in a corrupt world. It confounds such theorists, therefore, to find saints who are truly uncorrupted by practices in the world. One of such examples is Obadiah in the courts of wicked Ahab. The Bible describes him as a man who feared the Lord greatly from his youth. Surprising is the fact that he could keep his faith in that corrupt court and refuse to bow his knees to Baal, whom his principles worshipped. His integrity and above-board lifestyle must have earned him the trust of the king. However, more commendable is the fact that this righteous man could put his life and position at risk when he chose to hide and feed 100 prophets of God. True saints endued with the grace of God can thrive as lilies, no matter how dirty the mire of the environment in which they find themselves may be. Those who give excuse for being unable to live uprightly because of their careers and professions have not truly found grace. Like Obadiah, some Christians occupy privileged position in the world. If you are one of such, ensure you use the position God has given you to protect and cater for His people, and promote His glory. Thought for the day. Do not let the dark world dim your light. The Bible in 1 year. 1 Samuel chapters 10 to 11.